If you find yourself at Islands in the Sky at Canyonlands National Park, your evening view might be interrupted by oil and gas drilling.
There's giant flames that you can see from the park.
That's Landon Newell. He's the staff attorney for the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance. The Federal Bureau of Land Management, which is under the Interior Department, is opening new areas for oil and gas drilling near some of Utah's well-known national parks. For example, within a half mile of Canyonlands Capitol Reef and Arches. Also within a few miles of Bears Ears National Monument. Again, Landon Newell.
But really what it looks like to me is this is the going out of business sale for the Trump administration. So this is their last ditched effort to help out their oil and gas allies.
Newell is worried about the impact that drilling has on the climate and on wildlife, and what this means for the tourism-driven region of the state.
No one wants to mountain bike next to an oil rig, and no one wants to hike next to a pipeline.
Also, he says, fewer people are traveling during the pandemic.
There is no need for new oil at all.
Marshall Thompson is with the Federal Land Management Office in Utah. He wants to make it very clear.
Nothing has been approved for drilling, or none of the parcels have actually been approved yet.
However, the bids for leases could begin as early as September. The Trump administration has been actively pushing for more oil and gas drilling on public lands. Now is the time for the public to weigh in. The Bureau is accepting public comments through July 9th. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Shoshana Buxbaum.